So again, as we begin the meditation, please just really take time to check over your posture, how you're sitting. And for everybody, actually, whether you're sitting on a chair or on the floor, the knees can sometimes be one of the places where the joints take most strain. So if you're on a chair, you might want to experiment with putting your knees slightly forward, putting your feet slightly forward from your knees. So all the weight of the legs, the pressure of those knee joints can flow down through the ankles and feet and into the floor. And if you're sitting on the floor, it's common that we cross our knees a little bit too tightly. There's not much space behind the knee. So sit loosely and easefully to give the body the clue that it's in a friendly presence of the mind. And just enjoying the stability of your posture. The opportunity for rest. Understanding the purpose of what we're doing here. To learn from life, from the suffering and the joy, for the benefit of oneself and all beings. So establishing mindfulness of the body by gently allowing your awareness to soak through the whole body as though you were absorbing the rays of gentle golden sun. The light of that sun is like the mindfulness that illuminates whatever it shines upon. And the warmth of the sun is the kindness that you imbue your experience with. Another aspect of kindness is just giving things space. Giving our bodies and minds, our emotions, our thoughts, a little bit of space. So just soaking through each and every part of your body. With kindful awareness. As though soaking up the sun. relaxing, putting your body and mind at ease. And giving yourself this gift of silence without any agenda, without any demand. There's nothing to do, nowhere to get to. We're just sitting in loving awareness and allowing experience to be what it is. And see if you can notice any sensations in your body or mind that are pleasant or fairly neutral, pleasant, easy places to rest. Maybe some tingling. In the soles of the hands or feet. Perhaps some warmth or softness in the area of the chest. Or maybe just a general sense of relaxation, even slight relaxation or ease. And once again, if you wish, bringing thoughts of loving kindness to mind. Either for yourself or for a dear friend or relative. Sometimes we find it easier to send loving kindness to someone we love. Other times, we are the ones in most need of our own kindness and care. So whatever it is, bring to mind yourself or this other being, and start wishing them well, using phrases that resonate for you. And listening to the silence between each phrase. Staying present to any sensations in your body, particularly around the chest. Just being open and receptive. Sometimes when the mind starts to calm, We might drop down this phrase as to a single word. Such as happy, peaceful, content, and when the mind is filled with kindness, and a little bit of silence as well, we may start to become aware of the breath. And our awareness remains infused with loving kindness. In the way a mother loves her only child, we just care for this simple breath that's entered the mind, without even thinking of the next, just happy to notice a single breath. If the mind is not ready to receive the breath, that's perfectly okay. We just stay present with loving awareness. And when the breath comes back, we're here to welcome it in. keeping the mind very still, very soft. And allowing that breath to soak into the mind. And if you find the mind doesn't want to be with the breath, or the breath doesn't stay in the mind, that's fine. Just keep on developing loving kindness. Loving kindness towards yourself, towards a friend, or even towards the breath. Noticing if that breath does stay in your mind. Whether you're treating it as a friend. Seeing if you can let go that little bit more. Be that little bit gentler with your breath. So we're coming to the end of this meditation. So just notice how your mind feels now. whether there's a little bit more softness, mindfulness, even joy. And also noticing the cause, the kindness, the compassion, the attitude of letting go that brought about that change. So just noticing a few more breaths with a feeling of gratitude and care. And at the end of the third ring of the gong, if you wish, you can gently open your eyes.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.